Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patrone. Greetings, my friends. Glad to be with you another week. It's been a very exciting week. Things are happening. Much to talk about in a very rapid and revealing one-half-hour show. If you wish to call in and speak with me, ask me a question, disagree with me, agree with me, please do so. The number is on the screen in front of you, 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. Governor Chris Christie, let's start with him. He's in the news every day. I'm starting to feel sorry for this guy. The boat may be sinking. I can understand where someone who's working for him in a high position might do the bridge thing, the George Washington bridge thing, without his knowledge. Because people in authority somehow assume more authority and think they're doing good for the boss when they're really not. So I give him a pass on that. The problem I'm having is with this Hoboken thing. It turns out that Hoboken had the largest amount of property damage, dollar-wise, of any community in New Jersey. That means they would have had a lot of money coming through the Sandy monies, which came from Congress. Turns out Hoboken has only received $158,000 or $178,000 so far. They're entitled to millions. Don't understand why they got so little. Does not make sense to me. And if Christie knew about this and did whatever it's being alleged he did, got to do another project if you want the money and all that sort of thing, he's in trouble. And not only is he never going to be president of the United States, he is not even going to continue as governor. What really bothers me down deep is that this poor man, I'm going to call him a poor man for the time being. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, though it doesn't look good on the Hoboken thing. He stands alone. He has no one supporting him except for Rudy Giuliani. Democrats and Republicans alike are avoiding him like he's got the plague. He's a leper. And that's a tough position to be in. He's all alone. We'll see what happens. Okay, let's talk about the bill that was passed by Congress recently, signed into law, the spending bill, so we can avoid a suspension of or the government closing down. The bill is allotted $1.1 trillion, $1.1 trillion for the balance of fiscal year, I think, to the end of September. Everyone's excited. The Republicans showed they could cooperate. The Democrats showed there was partisanship. Obama's happy. Everybody's happy. They worked together on this bill. It was really the Republicans who were scared to create another situation where the government would shut down. So they were smart in passing. The problem I have is that this bill got put together, was presented to the House of Representatives, and within 48 hours, they voted on it. So did the United States Senate. The bill is 1,582 pages long. 1,582 pages long. Several congressmen, senators appeared on television and were asked, no, I didn't have time. But they didn't mind. They were happy that the bill had been passed with bipartisan support. This is what's wrong with our government. These guys don't read anything. Now, here's a big money bill, $1.1 trillion. Nobody bothers to read it because it's 1,500 pages long. Too much. The Obamacare bill, the Affordable Care Act, was 2,600 pages long. Supreme Justice Scalia said to the bench, do you expect me to read anything this long? Why are we paying these people? We're paying the past laws do their homework. The homework is to read these bills. Yes, I expect senators and congressmen to read a $1,500 spending bill. I expect them and the Supreme Court justice to read a 2,600-page Obamacare bill. What's so hard? All these people have used staffs. I don't expect them to sit down and read it all alone. They've got staffs. They cut this portion out for this one, this portion out for that one. Let them read it, give them some comments, and so forth. They're not doing their job. They're a bunch of asses who are proud that on theater they passed a $1.1 trillion bill, 1,500 pages long. That's number one, fathers. Nobody does their homework. No one reads anything. But 6 months from now, there's going to be a problem down the road. They're going to say, we didn't have time to read the bill. There was a little war going on behind the scenes. Not many of us were aware of at the time. The CIA wanted the drone program, United States drone program, drones within a year, the biggest thing you ever saw. They wanted the drone program to be under their thumb. They wanted control. CIA control the drone money. Obama wanted the Department of Defense to control the drone money. So there was internal conflict. There is a provision. It's called a classified provision in the $1.1 trillion bill that supports Obama's position. It restricts funding. It restricts funding for drone activity transfer from the CIA to the Pentagon. In other words, the CIA, It restricts funding for drone activity transfer from the CIA to the Pentagon. Interesting. Okay, let's move on. Government waste. Government, few weeks. In this $1.1 trillion bill that was just passed, and recent funding bill, the following items of waste have been discovered. These are only a few, but they're good examples. I spoke last week, and I wrote my column for the local newspaper, Gauntlet, this week. It comes out tomorrow, as it stands. About a $124,000 study to a Georgia company. They're to devise, design, custom fitting. We apparently have one size fits all. We've got regular and extra large. I don't know. We have a third size small. But not only are they to come up with custom fitting condoms, they want them in 95 sizes condoms. Shoe, pants, shirt, jacket, none of them come in 95 sizes. But with condoms, my friend, the government has put forth a study for over $200,000 to devise custom-fitting condoms. Who? A new pet scan. Who? Now, this one's the beauty of this next. They've set aside $1 million to determine what people will eat while they are on Mars. Well, we haven't gone to Mars yet, and we're not going to Mars this year or next year, nor within the immediate future. I think we're supposed to go there in 20 years. Whatever, why spend $1 million now to determine what they're going to eat 20 years. You know, this is at a time when in the past year we took milk away from babies, school lunch away from kids, $300 a week, we still haven't allocated to the unemployed. They want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Well, yeah, we're spending $1 million aside. What are people we're going to put on Mars going to eat? We're going to have settlements someday there. They're talking. It's going to happen, not in my lifetime, but right now it's fine, it's sky, and money should be spent now. This one's going to blow your mind. IHOP is a big company. Now, this is where the yuppies live. The yuppies live in this area. And we allocated, our government allocated, to pay, give IHOP, through our Department of Health and Human Services, $765,000, a grant. That means they don't have to pay it back. $765,000. And what was its purpose? $500,000 was for the government to buy 19% of the IHOP. Now, what the hell are we owning 19% of an IHOP? This isn't General Motors. This isn't Chrysler. This isn't a business going on. This is a successful corporate business in the United States. The balance of the money, the other $265,000, is to go to train employees to work at IHOP. What is the government doing? Subsidizing, in effect, pancakes for Washington. Yep. I don't understand. Now, here's another one. It's there. I could not find out the background or why. To hire one full-time intern. $2 billion to hire one full-time intern. Don't say where the intern's going to work, who the intern's going to work for, what the requirements are that the intern will have, what the job description is. You can hire a lot of people for $2 billion. They're spent, they give them a gigantic staff, build their own building, this one intern, for $2 billion. I don't understand. They're going to use some. We don't know. The other thing is, we had to shut down. We had a 16-day governmental shutdown in the fall. The Republicans forced it. Now, the federal employees got to work. When they went back to work, we said we're going to pay them. We said we were going to pay them before they went back, so they feel all right. And that comes $2.5 billion. We are paying the federal employees $2.5 billion for work they never did. Man, I am a liberal at heart. No question about it. You all know it. But I don't think this is right. If they were working in private industry and for whatever reason the company had to come down for a few days, the employees don't get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. That's the way it is in private industry. That is the way it is all over the world. Tell me why for the United States government there's a shutdown for 16 days. You have to be paid even though you didn't work $2.5 billion. It's not consistent. It's not right. The real people, they created the situation, and when the federal employees started yelling and screaming and crying, they said, don't worry, we're going to see that you're paid. You know, there's no pain here. They want, the whole thing is inconsistent, and it's crazy, and I don't think they should be paid with all due respect. Okay, moving on. I love this one. How's this? You know that the National Security Agency, the NSA, is bugging the hell out of us. They bug our telephones. They bug our emails. They're doing this all over the world, in fact. They're bugging telephone conversations, cell phone conversations of the Prime Minister Merkel of Germany, of the President of Brazil, and I don't know who else. We've gone surveillance crazy in this country. I think it's totally and absolutely wrong, but nobody seems to care. Myself and a few people are voices in the wilderness. They say, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care. Watch, my friends. It's amazing how a little bit of this information, a little bit of that, acquired improper bugging can be put together to create the picture of what you're really doing that is wrong. Okay. Someone asked the question. A congressman asked the question. And now several congresspeople have asked the question. Are you bugging Congress also, they ask the NSA. Are you bugging Congress also? And what do you think the response was that the NSA gave Congress? The same response they gave to the American people. They said Congress received the same privacy protection as do all United States persons. Congress receives the same privacy protection as do all U.S. persons, which says nothing. You know, they're not saying yes. They're not saying no. They're saying whatever we're doing, the people do to Congress. And when we ask people, what are you doing to us? They say we're giving you all the privacy protections that are required. We're going to regret this someday, you and me. I know this bothers me terribly. I just discovered this. I don't know how many are aware. You know HIPAA came No longer will anybody be able to see our medical records without authorization. It was to protect everyone. And you know how it is. Now you go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, you sign these HIPAA forms all the time. They give us the form. They swear under oath to the doctor in the hospital. No one's ever going to see the record. Well, what nobody told us, and I just found out, is there is an exception built into the HIPAA. And those records aren't protected, my friends, because authorized federal officials, as necessary for national security and intelligence activities, do not need authorization to get your medical records. Now comes the National Security Agency. The NSA takes that exception under HIPAA, and like they're bugging everybody's telephones and emails, they say, we can get your medical records anytime we... They are. They're not getting it. It's like they're doing the telephone and everything else. But that protection we had, because let me tell you, and you go to the doctor, you go to a psychiatrist, you're a little screwy up, you're having a breakdown. You don't want your employer or anybody else to know. You've got it, or you've got a venereal disease. You don't want the government or anyone else to know. You've got all these minor problems that come up medically. You may be terminal. You still have to work because you got to complete something for your family so they'll have the appropriate pension. You don't want anybody to know. This is wrong. It should never have been. They pulled the wool over our eyes. This HIPAA thing is a crock. Spent a lot of money saying how they protected us. I'm sick of signing 2 years when he retired. When he retired. Now, when he retired, most of us are familiar with this. Eisenhower warned us against a military-industrial complex. This is more than 50 years ago. In his farewell address after serving 8 years, he said, and I quote, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of Mr. Sith. And what do we have today? We've got the NSA. That's part of the military complex. They're doing all kinds of security, intelligence, surveillance. You've got the CIA. Look at the CIA. They have the biggest budget in government. And do you want to know something? By law, no one is entitled to know, even the members of Congress, how they spend all that money. And this galls me, because we all know they buy tribal leaders in Arab countries with $10 million or $25 million at a time when we're starving in this country and we're pretty bad economically. Take, remember, to move away from the babies. You know, do you know that in Afghanistan and in Iraq, when our boys were fighting, we didn't have cooks in the Army, Navy, or Air Force. We hired independents to come and cook. No more is the soldier sitting there, you know, cleaning the potatoes, skinning the potatoes. We hire a company to send people in to cook for our group. We also have a second army. We're able to maintain our budgets for our military, but we hire independent contractors, people who are citizens, who work for a corporation, to fight alongside soldiers. We never hear about them. Died, got wounded, unless they go out and they rape some local girls, they commit some local crime in the country they're in. Then those countries go crazy and say, we want these people, they're not part of the army, etc. So the military-industrial complex has gotten large. It's the second biggest lobby budget in Washington. It happened too late. I don't know. But be aware, be diligent, think. Because we have a confrontation coming at some point. If we're able to maintain a confrontation, I think it may be too late. Let's talk about pollution. China is the biggest polluter in the atmosphere. They throw up their companies. They build companies constantly, factories, plants, They've got these emissions, carbon emissions, coal emissions, oil emissions, carbon emissions coming out of their plants. They don't worry about it. They don't try to protect the environment. It costs too much money. They got to keep turning their products out cheaper and sell them to the world. Sell them to Walmart so we can go into Walmart and buy a sweatshirt for $3 or $4 that will cost us $50 or $60 made in the country. Well, the pollution's got so bad, Beijing, China, that you can't receive inhalation of these noxious fumes. Now, we all know, or if you don't, I'm telling you, I've done this, man has to see the sun. If he doesn't see the sun on a daily basis, he gets screwed up mentally and physically. Well, they have no sunrise, no sunset anymore in Beijing. So what has the government done? Because there's no sunset, no sunrise. They have screens up on the street, large screens, and what they show on these screens are artificial sunrises. So as the people walk the streets, they see, in effect, sunrise. And you know, this is another problem we've got here. We can't clean up the atmosphere. We can't get rid of global warming unless we have the cooperation of China. It used to be we were the biggest polluter. Now they're the biggest polluter. We're cutting back on our pollution. Not enough, but we're cutting back. But no one can do anything unless everyone agrees to work together and do something. And it's going to be tough. We've got to get China on board. Let's talk about genetically modified foods for a moment. It seems genetically modified foods are around all the time now. Every week I seem to talk about them. Everyone's talking. I'm out having a drink. People talk about the foods that are being made with seeds that are chemically modified. So we get the big strawberries, bananas, potatoes, you know, those strawberries especially. I've never seen anything so large in my life. And they're done because chemical seeds are developed chemically to grow bigger stuff, grow quicker, doesn't cost as much to produce. A lot of people are fighting against genetically modified seeds. Hawaii, on December 6th, about 6 weeks ago, December 6th, passed a law and grow anything, do anything on the island of Hawaii. We want nothing to do with you. Get out of your product, unhealthy. Don't worry about it. Now, Europe's generally against genetically modified seeds, genetically modified foods. 26 countries either have total behind the when we start. In the United States, we're not trying to ban it. The battle is to get the companies to label the food that is genetically modified. Just to put a label on the banana where Chiquita is, put it on the strawberry box, put it on any stuff that have genetically modified seeds, that this item is genetically modified. Label. The battle is in the state. Not even on the national level, because our national government won't carry the battle. And the states, very few states so far have been able to successfully pass laws saying must label it this way, that it's got genetically modified things in it. And I, because companies like Monsanto that make, and they own these mega farms, these large corporate farms, and they make and raise that are genetically modified, mean they're out there fighting and saying, no, there's nothing wrong with this. And they spend money on the legislators. They're insane. They're influencing. So say it is healthy. These people got best testicles. What bothers me, though, instead of waging a war in this country to ban, we're only take a half step. We want to warn. And that's because our people, our legislators, have already been influenced. Let me talk quickly about food safety. I've been talking about this. We're doing better. if you call it better. I'm being facetious. There have been four school shootings in the first 17 years of January, the first 17 days, rather, of January. Four school shootings already. Jackson, New Haven, Connecticut, Roswell, New Mexico, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And there's also been shootings in the last 2 days at Purdue University and Widener University outside Philadelphia. When are we going to do something about it? When are we going to stop having the NRA BSing our people? When are we really going to take them out and have the battle that is required? That's my joke. I ask the orchid to buy it. We'll love eating it. It's what I'm talking about here in an expanded fashion on the issue. The World Upside Down by Louis Patron. You can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back next week.